Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. In today's episode, let's just discuss a low-ticket sales funnel. So a low-ticket sales funnel is a funnel in which you have a low-ticket offer in the front end and you have a high-ticket offer in the back end. Basically, what you do, you offer a very low-ticket product to your target audience, and this product should be highly valuable product which is low in price, but it should be high in value. And then after that, you will place few other products in the sales process when the person proceed further, and all these steps are taking that person up on the value ladder. So you have a value ladder. Just imagine a ladder, and in ladder you have, suppose you have four steps, okay? In this ladder you have four steps, and on every step, just imagine a product. There is a product on every step of this ladder, and the first ladder have the product which is of a lowest price, but all the products should be high value product. So let's take it, let's talk about it in terms of pricing. So the product on the first step, it's a product with the lowest price, and as we move up on this ladder, on second step, on third step and on fourth step, the price of the product will go up, okay? And this is how you will place your products in this value ladder. And if you plan your funnel in this way, it will be a low ticket funnel, because you are offering a low ticket in the front end to get the customer. And once you get the customer, you are offering the high ticket product. So you can offer this high ticket product upfront in the sales process, when you will send the traffic to your landing page, and this landing page is the page where you are offering your low ticket product. When someone buy that product, on the next page you can have an upsell. That we called OTO, that is one time offer, and you can offer the another product of higher price on the OTO one. And if the person say yes or no, maybe the answer, you will offer the OTO 2 as well. So, and this OTO could be an upsell or it could be a downsell, totally depends on the response. So if the person chooses yes, you will offer the higher price product in the OTO2, and if the person say no, then you will offer a downsell. You will offer a low price product in the OTO2. So that maybe you will get that sale. This is how you place strategically your product. Now, why we have placed the lower price product when the person said no in the OTO1? Because the person is not taking the OTO1. It means it could be the possibility that the person is not taking action, not adding this thing up in the order because of the pricing. So you should try the low price product in the OTO2, and if the pricing was the issue, it will be addressed in the OTO2 and the person will take the offer. And in case it's not pricing objection, it is some other objection. So maybe he will say no again, and it doesn't matter because now the person is your paid customer, and because the person is your paid customer, you can now have the details. You have the email ID, you have the phone number, and now you can follow up with them and offer your product with the help of email, with the help of SMS, with the help of maybe retargeting ads. So there are various ways of following up with your existing customers and selling them your another high ticket products. So this is how you this is what the low ticket funnel looks like, and I think this is a very good funnel for someone who is a coach, who is a consultant, and many coaches are already using this kind of funnel where they have a product like a 500 rupees product, low ticket $7 offer in the front end, where they will give you a training or a course, and then in the and then when you go through that course, they will pitch you another product, another their group coaching program, and after their group coaching program, they will give you their mastermind or maybe their high accountability program. So this is how many top coaches and top influencers are using this funnel. So it's a funnel that you can definitely use if you are a coach, if you are actually trying to build your knowledge business, where you want to sell your expertise and you want to build the business around your knowledge and skills, and you are just starting out and you are not sure that whether you will be able to deliver or not, then in that case this funnel is very good, because in the front end you have a very low ticket product, and because you are charging low ticket, you are offering something in the in a very low in a very low price. You will feel comfortable charging that money because you are still not sure whether you will be able to deliver value or not. And at the same time, it is also help you to attract the people who actually don't know anything about you, because you are not an influencer, you maybe don't have a big following on the social media, you are just starting out. So charging high ticket could be a difficult thing in that case, because why someone will pay you the high ticket price when you don't have any trust, when you don't have any influence in the market, and you haven't you don't have any proof to show them that yes, you can deliver, right? So this is the funnel which is very good for you if you are just starting out. And what you can do, you can get the students with the help of your low ticket product. Maybe you can sell a course in the front end, but in that course you can have something, a few bonuses, where you will guide them personally through weekly calls or maybe a one-to-one session. And the whole purpose of doing this thing is to get the success stories, to get the people actually get the results. And if the people will get the results with your product, with your low ticket product, and if they will recommend that product to the people, if they will be ready to give you the testimonial where they will say that yes, this product helped me to get the result, you can show the same testimonial to the people, and you can sell even high ticket products. Because if your low ticket product can help the people to get the result, definitely your high ticket product is worth investing. So ultimately your goal should be to get the success, to get the results, to get the success stories of the people who are buying your product. They should get the result. They should be able to solve their problem with the help of your product. This is the ultimate goal. And especially if you are just starting out, you should focus more on solving the problem and getting the results for the people instead of making money. Because money is just a byproduct. If you will be able to actually solve the problem in the market, if the people are facing, you can make a lot of money. Money is just the byproduct of solving the problem, serving the people and helping them to get the result. There is a lot of money, but the ultimate thing is the helping people to get the desired result. Because we make money by exchanging valuable product and service, right? This is the only way of making money in this world. And if you can create something which is valuable and which is solving the problem, you can definitely make the money. And the role of the funnel is to actually sell those valuable products, the products that are going to help the people to get the result. You know that you have created something which can help the people, but how will you sell them? You should have the strategy, you should have the process that you will follow to sell. And this is what the role of the funnels is. And this low ticket sales funnel is what giving you the path, the strategy that you will follow to sell these products, how you will place these products in the journey, how the people will go through the process and will buy your products in a sequential way so that they can get the maximum results and you can actually deliver maximum value to your customers. So this is so very important, and this is what the low ticket sales funnels look like, and this is how you will approach and place your products ultimately to grow your business and to sell your coaching and consulting programs. So let me know what do you think, and have you got some idea about the low ticket funnel and how you can use it in your business, in your coaching and consulting business. So my goal is to give you the exact process. My goal is to help you to get the clarity, and my goal is to give you all the things that is needed to grow you as a person and to grow your business. And if you think that you got the value from today's episode, just let me know in the comment and subscribe my podcast in whatever platform you are listening. Just subscribe so that you will get notified about all the future episodes, and also don't forget to share the episode with your friends, with the people who you think this episode can help. And also if you want, you can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first coaching program. Okay, this is the guide that will show you the path, the exact 7 steps that you need to follow to launch your first digital coaching program. You can find the link in the description. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and message me the word guide, and you will get the link in your inbox. So just go follow me on my Instagram. My Instagram handle is @raprishabjain, that is @raprishabjain. Just go follow and message the word guide, guide. This is the word you have to message, and just you will get the link in your inbox. So that's all for this episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed, Thank you very much.